anchoring in the body, finding the balance between the uprightness of the spine symbolizing effort and the ease and relaxation in letting our muscles loosen. Muscles in the jaw, muscles in the shoulders, hands, mid-torso, places we tend to hold our stress and anxiety. Just acknowledging there's a body here. And that part of the way that that body interacts with the rest of the world is through the breath. Finding a place, perhaps around the nostrils, either just inside the nostrils or just outside of the nostrils above the upper lip, and focusing on the sensations that you associate with breathing. Being vigilant not to become overly involved with thoughts or concepts of the breath, the actual sensation of breathing. And your only job for this session of practice is to keep the breath in mind. Knowing that the mind will wander and that we will gently bring it back to the breath as quickly as possible, as patiently as possible, training the mind in concentration, allowing the busy mind to rest on the breath. If any thoughts or strong emotions arise, you can invite them to stay in practice with you. If anxiety or unease, even anger or the judging mind, you can invite them and say, "Would you like to watch the breath with me?" you find it useful, or if the mind is wandering quite a bit, you might try verbalizing silently in the mind, breathing in on the in-breath and breathing out on the out-breath. Or counting is another technique. In, out, one. In, out, two. And when you reach five, you can start over at one again. Remembering that the point of the practice is not the numbers, not the verbalization. And so if you come to a place where you don't need them anymore, just letting them fall away. And just being intimate with the breath again. Getting really curious about its nuances, its shape, its coolness or warmth. Get to know your breath. come to a place where you can glide in on the breath. Coming to a place where there's so much genuine interest, genuine curiosity, genuine intimacy, where you recognize the breath as a refuge and a home. Imagine what it would feel like to truly feel at home every time you brought the mind to the breath. What joy and what contentment might arise. And tempering all of this with equanimity, remembering that we can't form refuge with craving and clinging, but trusting that the mind and body trusting that when they're ready, that the alchemy, the fusion fueled by right effort and compassion, that it will arise. Pains arise in the body, or vibratory pleasure, itches, tingling, sweating. Whatever it is that comes up, see if you can just take note of it. Acknowledge it as a phenomenon that is occurring. And then coming back to the breath. Keep in mind that there's nothing wrong with pleasure, there's nothing wrong with pain. It's only the craving for pleasure and the aversion to pain we have to watch out for. And even then, just watch out for it, just acknowledge it, you don't have to condemn it. It's only natural that when a pain comes up, we should have a desire to move away from it. But we create this safe space in meditation so that we can retrain the mind, supported by our own best intentions and by fellow practitioners gathered together for their own well-being and the well-being of all others. In this last minute, see if you can, without increasing any level of stress or agitation or self-judgment, self-criticism, see if you can bring up a little bit more effort and say, I will follow this breath all the way in and all the way out. One breath at a time. It's not about force. but it is about determination and persistence.